Hello, this week I have three free tools to share with you that will keep you and your business ahead of the game when it comes to Twitter and Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, YouTube. The Online Toolkit. The podcast of Green Umbrella with Julia Doherty.
Hello there and a big welcome to the Online Toolkit podcast. This is episode number 13, lucky for some. Anyway, this is the podcast for online marketers and small business owners who want to find out the latest tools and techniques that you can use online to enhance your business. As John said, my name is Julia Doherty. I run a company called Green Umbrella Social Media for Business, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with social media and online digital marketing. I've also decided to create a video version of my podcast each week so that my YouTube subscribers can benefit from the tools that I'm sharing with you guys as well. So if you prefer to watch this with a PowerPoint presentation style rather than listen to a podcast, then just hop on over to the youtube.com/Julia Doherty, that's Doherty, where you'll also find many other how-to style videos. That's youtube.com/Julia Doherty. So without further ado, let's crack on with my three tools that are key to making sure that you don't miss anything when it comes to Facebook and Twitter.
Tools and techniques.
Do you know, nowadays we are totally flooded with information from all different sources and it soon becomes white noise. But how do you know if you've missed something on your Facebook page or perhaps your Twitter account that could be really, really important? Well, today I'm going to share with you one of the techniques that we use at Green Umbrella to ensure a really good listening strategy for our clients, as well as our own business pages as well. So let's start with the first one, and that's on Facebook. So the first tool that we highly recommend is one called Hyper Alerts. Now, all of my guys, all of the social mediators and myself use this one on a daily basis, and we actually register with it for some of our clients as well. So all you have to do is hop over onto all the W's, hyperalerts.no. So that's hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, alerts, A-L-E-R-T-S, .no. So Hyper Alerts is a feature for everybody who wants to digest email reports of posts and comments on their Facebook page. The good thing about it is you don't have to be an administrator of the page to get these email alerts. You can easily set them up for your competitors' pages or perhaps the thought leaders in your industry, so make sure that you don't miss anything. But of course, the most important one is your own page and the clients' pages that you manage. You can manage as many subscriptions as you want and get the alerts within minutes, or perhaps you can have a digest every hour, every day, a week, or even a month if you wanted to, just have a daily or a monthly report coming through to you. Now, personally, I've got all of my alerts set up to come through to me as a digest all in one go at 9 o'clock each evening. So literally just about to go to bed, my alerts come through. I just check through all of my accounts just to make sure that I haven't missed anything or to make sure there is interaction and engagement on all the pages that I want to keep an eye on. I can quickly scan through everything just to see if I've missed anything. With a Facebook page, you know, it's really easy to miss a post that someone has published on your page, or perhaps one of your other administrators of the page has seen the notifications and therefore you don't get your little red flags to say that you've had a notification because somebody else has already seen it. So Hyper Alerts is a great way to keep on top of everything in one quick email. So try it out, it's totally free, and that's hyperalerts.no, hyperalerts.no. Okay, my second one is very similar to Hyper Alerts, but this one is a tool called Twitter, it's called twilert.com. I'll spell that for you, it's T-W-I-L-E-R-T.com, so it's Twilert or Twilert, I'm not sure how they pronounce that. Anyway, we don't use this on all our accounts, we only use it for those accounts that have an extremely large amount of retweets or loads and loads of mentions, as we are actually active in these accounts every single day. And if you've set up an account to manage your social media platforms, you know, something like Hootsuite or perhaps Sprout Social, I still think that should be called Social Sprout because it rolls off the tongue so much easier, but anyway, Sprout Social, then it's unusual to miss your mentions and your retweets and your keyword searches. But if you're not using a hosting tool, or perhaps you have an extremely active account, then this tool is definitely for you. So that's twilert.com. If you're not using a social media dashboard for your business, or you're thinking to yourself, yeah, what on earth is Julia on about? What on earth is a social media dashboard? Then just drop me a tweet on @JuliaDoherty and I'll send you some information over, and hopefully that'll explain it a bit better. So once again, that alert is Twilert, which is twilert.com. It's totally free, so give it a whirl and let me know how you get on. Okay, straight on to my third and final tool of the day. And this one actually looks really interesting. It's called Network Updater. All right, it's my third and final tool for today, and it's a relatively new one for me. So yeah, I'm still playing with it at the moment. I'm still in the early stages. So far, touch wood, it's not annoyed me yet, as do so many apps. You know, when you get into all these new tools and then you just get annoyed with them after a while, so you end up switching them off. This is one that I haven't done so far. I haven't switched off so far. It's great as a listening strategy for both Facebook and Twitter. It's called Network Updater, and it can be found at networkupdater.com. Yeah, I posted this new tool on the Green Umbrella Facebook page last week, I think it was, and someone responded to me saying, yeah, I get that many emails, why on earth would I want more emails to flood my inbox? Yeah, and rightly so. We're inundated with emails, hence the reason that this one is on trial for me at the moment. But anyway, what does Network Updater do, and why should I care? Well, from a Facebook point of view, it includes the following information. There's a list here of just four things. The first one is bio changes. So if anyone changes their biography on Facebook, you get a notification. If anyone changes their avatar, so they've got a brand new avatar, you can change, have notifications on that. If they change, now these next two are the really important ones. If someone changes their location, or if they change their work area, for you recruiters out there, this would be really good, really key. So if they change their location, or if they change their work, again, you get a notification. And the good thing about these is that you don't have to tick the boxes for all four. So if you only want work changes, which is what I've done, I only get notifications on work changes. And for the Twitter feed, it's very similar. So if you're on Twitter, you link up your Twitter account and it looks at your network. Also, you can just tick the people that you just want to keep an eye on, so you don't have to be following or have notifications on absolutely every Tom, Dick and Harry. You can just have notifications on key people. So if you're using this as a strategy just to keep an eye on your competitors, you know, it's a good strategy to do. So on Twitter, it will notify you if anyone changes their bio. Again, it will notify you if anyone changes their avatar, so their small little profile picture, if anyone changes that on Twitter. Again, location changes. And this is the most important one for me, it's a URL change. So if anyone has changed their website address in Twitter, then this Network Updater will send you a notification. Yeah, I've had so much success in my own business using a similar strategy on LinkedIn. I congratulate people that have had new positions, perhaps they've had work anniversaries or birthdays, and the new contacts facility within LinkedIn is just fantastic. It's an easy way to do this. And I do this every day, it's habit now on LinkedIn, but I've never really done it on Twitter and Facebook. So I'm going to use this strategy and I'll let you know how I get on with it. I find that doing these sort of things is a new way to open dialogue with your network. And to be honest with you, that's what social networking is all about. Some people tend to forget the social aspect of social media. So in my eyes, if I have an excuse to speak to a client or a prospect or a candidate, if you're in recruitment, then I'm on it like a car bonnet, so they say. Anyway, this one's still on the fence for me, but check it out. It's called networkupdater.com. I really hope that you're enjoying these regular podcasts. I know that I'm enjoying putting them together for you. And if you'd like to help spread the word, then please head on over to iTunes and give the Online Toolkit podcast a rating. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, then please click the like button, as these actions will help others find the content as well. And of course, it'll be much appreciated by yours truly. Before I go, I wanted to tell you about my very first webinar that I'm conducting on social media strategy on the 1st of July. And this webinar is just over an hour long and it's full of some great ideas for content. I'm going to talk you through how Google works in layman's terms. I'm also going to give my top tips and strategies for the four top social networking sites. These are Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and of course Pinterest. As all of my workshops are similar, this webinar is going to be interactive, so you won't just sit there listening to watch me doing a PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to be giving loads of handouts out throughout the sessions, as well as poll questions, and you know, we're going to get talking to each other as well. There's going to be a lot of information to absorb, and you know, it has been known for some people to get brain freeze. Therefore, I'm going to be recording the session live, so you'll be able to replay it over and over to make sure that you've not missed any crucial parts. Now, this is the important bit. We would like you to register for the webinar. Please simply head on over to green-umbrella.biz, and you'll see an orange pop-up bar right in the header. But for my podcast and my YouTube listeners, simply enter the password or the promotional code podcast and you'll be able to purchase your seat for a reduced price of just £15 instead of £25. So what a bargain that is. Hey ho. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. As always, you can find the links to everything that I've mentioned in the show notes simply by visiting green-umbrella/13. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week.
Green Umbrella. We're on the end of 01604 726 758. That was the Online Toolkit Podcast.